5:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The suspect behind the worst U.S. intelligence leak in a decade has been arrested. CBS's Steve Dorsey has the latest.
Helicopter video showed heavily armed officers arresting the 21-year-old airman at a Massachusetts home after they confronted him in a driveway. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Pentagon records show he joined the Air National Guard in 2019. He was based in Cape Cod, working on cyber network infrastructure.
The FBI is still searching his home for evidence. An arrest has been made in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says Lee's alleged killer also worked in tech.
Can't say anything about the motive at this point. But we do know that they knew each other. The evidence has told us that.
Lee died last week after police found him stabbed downtown. Planned Parenthood's now fighting to keep access to the abortion pill. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The court said the drug, which the FDA approved more than 20 years ago, can still be used, but it cannot be sent to patients through the mail. Gabby Richards with Planned Parenthood says
judges, courts, and politicians have absolutely no business deciding what medication is available to people and how that medication is available to people. You know, that is a job for the FDA and the FDA alone.
President Biden addressed parliament officials in Ireland today and talked about the war in Ukraine.
Today, Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine. I spent many days in Ukraine.
He thanked the Irish for their support and said the British should lean in. Florida may be known as the Sunshine State, but right now, Fort Lauderdale is dealing with more than 2 feet of rain that shut down its airport. Tourists aren't happy.
We didn't know that the airport, that everything was canceled. We were staying down towards Key West.
How much frustration are you?
Well, a little bit. A little bit, and just not knowing. We're not seasoned travelers, so we're not sure what to do, you know?
The downpours also shut down nearby schools. Protesters were back outside the Tennessee Capitol building this morning to welcome Justin Pearson, who was sworn back into office.
That are open to everybody in the state of Tennessee, not just rich somebodies, but everybody, not just straight somebodies, but everybody's, not just Republican somebodies, but everybody.
He also rallied for stronger gun laws again today. It's what got him expelled last week. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is at risk for wildfires again today after a fire scorched about 83 acres of land near Nisida in central Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. People had to evacuate their homes and businesses. A wildfire at Fort McCoy forced Interstate 94 to close for a time. The Department of Natural Resources says nobody was hurt. The fire was contained by evening. It's not just wildfires threatening Wisconsin. There's a chance of flooding, too. Fast-melting snow is raising the chances of flooding on the Mississippi River. The National Weather Service says the chance for moderate flooding in Wisconsin next week is 80 to 90%. Chances of major flooding in some places is over 60%. In sports, the Brewers open a four-game series at San Diego tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. Rolling into it, sans co-devil. Thank you, Joe Sopecki. Vegas Joe, thanks for coming around. He's got to do some, you know, dad duty. Got to pick up the kids. So Joe's not a regular, but he's definitely a friend. And, of course, my congressman, Mark Pocan. Thank you, sir, for coming around. We appreciate it. And I'm going to take lots of your calls this hour. You're my co-devil at 844-967-2789. Your political opinions, your hot takes, whatever, you know, lightly screened by Ebone here in the world headquarters, Madison, WMDX. Once again, the phone number, 844-967-2789. Callers, you're next, but let me lead a little headline for the rest. Trump motorcade gets a hostile greeting in New York City. That's a shocker. I don't know if you know this, audience, but Donald Trump back in New York, going in front of another grand jury. More testimony due. And here's how he was greeted. Former President Donald Trump's motorcade arrived in New York City on Thursday to chants of New York hates you. New York hates you. That's got to hurt a little. Trump had traveled to New York to participate in a deposition after New York Attorney General Letitia James sued him for what was called staggering business fraud. That's a direct quote, staggering. A video of the greeting by protesters gathered at the Attorney General's office in downtown Manhattan showed them chanting, New York hates you, as the former president's motorcade arrived. What a warm greeting. 844-967-2789. We don't hate any of you. Maybe CJ some days, but the rest of you, you're in the clear. Give us a call. Like Al from Milwaukee. Al, sorry we didn't sneak you in last hour. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cody.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to mention that. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. No, I wanted to mention, I said this something earlier. All of this stuff about the girls' sports is distraction. 20 years ago, I coached two girls in football and two in track, and they outperformed the boys. And they played tackle and guard on football, and the girls on the track team were shot putters.
Hmm.
And they outperformed the boys. See, it's not about size, it's about speed and foot speed. And when you learn the right techniques, you can do anything you want to do. I just wanted to point that out. And the other part of that is I'm saying it's a distraction because did you read the article today about the man running for office in, I think it's South Dakota, who was charged and get 10 years in prison for incest? And then the guy down in Texas or Oklahoma, wherever it is, talking about he wanted to change the laws so that 12 girls can consent to be married. See, all of this is nothing but a distraction from the real issues that we have to put people in office to deal with.
Well, how much of it do you think is sort of biblically conceived, Al? How much of this do you think is just sort of backwoods Bibleism?
None. If you go back to the Bible and you go back to other cultures, a lot of it is nothing more than misusing children for your own personal benefit. And just like in certain Arab nations, when I was in the Air Force, people were getting their kids ready to be married at 5 and 6 years old and promising them to people. Yep. And when the girl's period starts, they got them married and they were gone. I don't know what you can call that, but basic.
Arranged marriage, if a lot of different things. Sex trafficking, damn near. I mean, if you're basically selling the girl into sexual slavery at some monetary value to the family, well, that's kind of what it is. Al, appreciate you listening on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee. Be like Al. Join the show. We'll get to you next, perhaps, at 844-967-2789. We'll get to you next if you're Lou from Cudahy. Lou, how you been, my friend?
On my game, sir. Nice hot day today. Is Dom there?
No, Dom is on a European vacation. He'll return next week.
Oh, I see. I was looking forward to pushing his buttons. He's got that anger management problem, you know.
He is an uncivil little bastard sometimes, Lou. I'll readily agree.
Yeah, I think they call that explosive temper.
Well, compared to mine, though, he's often calmer than I, Lou. So, you know, it depends on the guy and the day and the issue.
Okay. Well, I was looking at Breitbart today, and since the Dobbs case became real,
yes, sir,
back in June, great news, 38,000 people survived not having an abortion. They're going to be accessing the Constitution. Isn't that great? I think that's just...
Are we talking 38,000 children have been born, or children that presumably would have been lost to abortion? I'm not sure what your... contention is. Trying to understand.
My understanding is it's 38,000 born.
That other
who now can access the Constitution. I think that's cool.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I hope that their families want them, Lou. You know what I mean? I was a kid who was wanted by my mom, and she had me as a single mom, and then she died, and then I was thrown to the wind. You know, it wasn't the perfect situation. I'd much rather be alive than aborted, no doubt, Lou. But I heard your pal Dan O'Donnell over on Right Wing Talk Radio say yesterday that if we the Republicans, we conservatives, if we don't reinstitute some form of legal abortion, Republicans will never win another election in this state. What do you think about a thought like that, Lou?
I didn't hear that, but you're telling me that you, a committed leftist-type progressive, listen to Dan O'Donnell?
Sure.
My goodness,
I've had beers with the man. I've even gone out for fish with Gary. Yeah, no, I've sat on a panel with Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna and Jerry Bader. And
unbelievable. You are violating the protocols of liberal left structured
buddy,
ideology.
Lou, I'm just fruity. I don't have to do any damn thing I don't want to, man. That's a great part about me and me. I can be a lightning rod. You can hate me, and the lefties can hate me too if they want to, Lou. But I think I'm a pretty friendly guy. You would want to have a beer with me, Lou, because I might buy the first and the second round.
No, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that.
What if it was a Bud Light, Lou?
Bud Light? No, especially, did you hear how much money?
I hear they're losing money. I have been boycotting Bud Light my entire life, Lou, so it's more of a, I'm not a Bud Light fan, but I got to assume if you used to drink them, you're not drinking them anymore, Bud, Lou, Bud Lights, that is?
No, I never did drink Budweiser properties. It's just, it's too bitter for me. All that Budweiser stuff is bitter.
Let me ask you, do you drink a good Milwaukee beer or at least a good Wisconsin beer, Lou? What's your favorite?
Well, now and then, once in a while, I'm just not a big beer guy or alcohol guy. Once in a while, I have a wine from maybe from Door County. Yeah. So shishi, you know, the kind of thing you find in Cafe Shishi. It's a Chez Snoot, you know what I mean?
I do not, Lou. You must be snootier than I am. I'm just a salt-of-the-earth, working-class dude over here. I don't hang out in those highfalutin wine bars with you, Lou.
Well, I don't either, but I'm like you. I'm a working guy, just a regular blue-collar guy, wage earner.
Yep.
So I'm plain and normal. I drink my beer out of a plain glass.
I drink it out of a bottle, usually. I prefer bottles, but not so much aluminum cans. I am an aristocrat, Lou, when it comes to the cans. I don't like that metallic flavor.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, then you are an aristocrat, a perfectionist. But, you know, glass, I think a good glass is a little more cultured and not so uncouth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm a little uncouth, Lou. I grant you that. Actually, I'm more of a Kobe Bryant guy. I like triple doubles. You know what triple doubles are, man? Like thick drinks. I pour them myself. I give myself the benefit of a long pour, and I pour triple doubles.
Well, I hope you're not driving that night.
I try to not drive home any night, Lou. Look at this. We've had a very civil conversation, you and I, for a change.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm just disappointed that Dom's not there, so I can't punch his button and make him go explode on me and then filibuster me so I can't say a thing.
Well, Lou, I let you talk plenty, and, you know, I know you're a snooty, wine-drinking sort of guy, apparently. Although you perceive yourself as a working-class guy, I perceive myself the same, Lou, but no real calluses on my hands. So, you know, I'm not really a working-class dude. 844-967-2789. I got to find who's next. I believe it's our pal John from Boaz. John, welcome. I can give you like 90 seconds.
Welcome. Where do you get your spunk from, your mama or your papa?
Well,
you have journalism spunk like big time, and I really like that.
What does that mean? I know spunk. I know the term or, you know, a couple of different terms. But
intellectual, right on top of your game. Journalism.
My mom was brilliant. I didn't need, when we were kids, there wasn't Google, John. There were encyclopedias, but I would ask my mom a question to make me go look it up in the World Book. But she'd always know the answer. She'd be like, is this what it said? And I'd be like, yeah, Mom. She knew. She didn't need the encyclopedia. She was my encyclopedia.
There's a lot of good love going on there, sir. I want to tell you something. I'm reading a book right now about Donald John Trump.
John, you got to hold that thought. Maybe I can bring you back after the break, but I got to take one. Come back. It's the happy hour right here. Devil's Advocate, your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 79. 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'd like to think of it as Wisconsin's town hall, America's town hall. I think Ed Schultz used to say that. I admired him. He was one of my favorites. Hopefully, we work our way into your hearts, or at least your ear holes. 844-967-2789. Going to take lots of your thoughts and calls this hour. Matt from Minneapolis, perhaps listening on AM 950 KTNF. Matt, welcome to the big show.
Yes, I am. 950 rocks.
They do, man.
But anyway, brother, this Lou guy, I mean, he's got a lot of balls, but he doesn't have a uterus. So what the heck is he, point is he trying to make?
Lou is very conservative. He's a known commodity to me. So the fact that we can, you know, maybe just talk about booze and beer for 5 minutes and not argue and get him to shout at us, because, you know, Lou's very dedicated to his Trump, or at least that's what he's expressed, I believe, if memory serves. You know, he's very much a believer in his tribe, Matt.
Right, right. Well, has he drunk any Bud Light lately?
He said he doesn't favor Bud Light. I'm not clear that I have any friends that do, Matt.
I'm just talking about the packaging, my friend.
No, I know.
Also, what is this about, you know, like Missouri and Texas, you know, trying to defund libraries? I mean, what is up with that?
Well, they're trying to defund critical thinking, right? They talk all the time, and we hear it from our former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. I call him Wanker. Wanker, all the time now. He's out because his group, the young
guitar players are called Wanker. That's a good thing.
Well, not in
because
this guy's
they're
case.
They're doing the Eddie Van Halen, you know, stuff, you know. But well, anyway, I get where you're going.
This guy's a wanker because he punted on the question of evolution. And now he effectively is grifting off, you know, rich billionaire Republicans. He's heading up the Young Adolphs Federation, Young Americans or something. And they partnered in this presidential debate. But the funniest part is, you know, it's the indoctrination of the kids. They're losing the kids 10 to 1 right now. In the state of Wisconsin, they got crushed. And they think if they could just, get a more conservative Christian message in front of the kids, if they could just, you know, make it a little more patriarchal, that somehow will appeal to them. I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know, man. I'm losing my thought here, Matt, but I would say,
well, you
this
know,
is the best and brightest. Good luck.
The only religion in the world. Christianity is not the only religion in the world. And I know a bunch of heavy metal people, and a lot of them are devoted Satanists. You know, I'm not, but they are.
Well, Matt, the Satanic Church has moved the ball forward in a lot of ways. And I think many of their members, and thank you for listening on KTNF, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We got friends all over the place. But the Satanic Church has actually become a vessel of litigation, because every time when you carve out some new rights for some Christian group, well, the satanic group says, great, you just carved out some rights for our people as well. Very clever stuff. 844-967-2789. That's right, isn't it? 2789. D from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Crudy, man, I am hot. I'm going to do my best to not drop any F-bombs for you there. Lou. So Lou talks about 38,000 kids that are going to be born. I'm so excited that the Republicans are going to be able to defund welfare. They're going to screw over Medicaid for these people. They're going to defund the schools so that nobody gets a decent education. And then how many of these 38,000 kids are going to die in a school shooting because you damn Republicans want AR-15s to be legal? Now, Lou, you guys just lost an election by 200,000 votes in Wisconsin about abortion. The election was about abortion. And you're sitting here calling in thinking that you guys have done something decent? I don't know what else to say.
Well,
these kids that you brought into the world, they're going to die, Lou, because you guys can't keep guns out of crazy people's hands.
D, appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. CJ, I can give you 2 minutes, man. What do you got for us?
Thank you, Crudy. Well, quickly, Title IX, Biden's Title IX will ruin women's sport.
Yeah. How so?
And
how
the
so?
The worst president ever said,
what'd Trump say?
This intelligence leak was no big deal. That's what an idiot, and this is the leader of your party.
Well, let me ask you, CJ, your guy was the intelligence leak. Trump took the documents and showed them off to his friends.
No, the one that just is discovered, Crudy. Come on.
I know what you're talking about, but
21-year-old just got arrested for.
I know that, but you look past it when
country so much.
Yes, sir.
You've done it to police. You've done it now to the military. And you got people in there that hate this country so
That's
much.
Not true. You What the hell do That's you know so about true. It, CJ? Did you Isn't serve the country, man? Nobody in the army. Shut up. I'm done with you. Nobody that serves our country hates our country, CJ. It's oxymoronic in its thought. The sort of patriotism it takes to put your ass on the line for your country, man. Joe Biden's not making America's hate America. Nobody hates America, CJ. We can disagree and both love America. Let's stop characterizing the other guy. Because you know what? I'm more patriotic than most of my Republican friends because they never served a damn thing other than a couple of old fashions and occasionally some Bud Light beer. Used to. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. One last segment for the day. 844-96-PARTY. Let's keep it friendly up in here.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Special Report. The man accused of posting classified military documents online has been arrested by the FBI in Massachusetts. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira is a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard who specializes in intelligence. But the Pentagon's still looking into how this guy got his hands on this intel. They were sensitive war documents meant for high-ranking officials. Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
We continue to review a variety of factors as it relates to safeguarding classified materials. This includes examining and updating distribution lists, assessing how and where intelligence products are shared, and a variety of other steps.
The Pentagon spokesman says the leaks were mostly about the war in Ukraine. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last throes of the Thursday edition. But stick around, we got more fine programming right here on the Civic Media stations, including WMDX. Coming up next, we've got the Data Roots Radio, I'm Awake. And after that, Thursday nights, I believe, is Raised in the Wisco with our pal Joel Clayfish across the network. So lots of good stuff. And Rick Smith, I give him short shifts sometimes. I forget to acknowledge he's also on. And Brewer game, 8:40 tonight, playing the Padres on the West Coast, late start. But they're hot. They're still pretty hot. Watch, or more accurately, listen on our Brewer flagship station, WISS 98.3 FM Oshkosh. And of course, 107.7 and 1450 AM over in Richland Center, WRCE. And lots of people waiting to get in on the phones. I was just trying to point out the contrast that the rabble-rouser, CJ, you know, he wants to vilify Joe Biden because somebody leaked and he didn't handle it right, in CJ's opinion, let's just say. But of course, Donald Trump was the source of the leaks. Donald Trump may be charged with violations of the Espionage Act. And there's never been any outrage from you, CJ, about any of that. Stop calling my show. you're done for now. 844-967-2789. I hope he's driving through a bad coverage area. He keeps trying to call in and listen. I'm not letting you listen. Ron from Madison, you're next. Ron, well, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Crudy. I'm with you. As a former Air Force officer, I will tell you that nobody should be attaching any kind of political means to anything this kid did. I don't know what his clearance level was, but apparently he was in an intelligence unit.
Yes,
that's all I know about it.
Yeah, he has been arrested. He was a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was arrested today by the FBI in connection with the leaking of classified national defense information. Jack Teixeira?
I'm still trying to figure out what an Air National Guard, how an Air National Guard guy got access to this kind of classified information.
His official job was cyber transport systems journeyman, tasked with making sure the service's vast global communications network is operating correctly. He had a lot of back-end access to the internet, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, and it sounds as though he altered, he put contents of some of this on Discord, and it got altered on Discord and released through there.
Well, it sounds a lot to me like this kid's going to Leavenworth sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to Leavenworth, but this isn't Joe Biden's fault, and the fact that a lot of this was what Biden was trying to allude to, when he said it wasn't as big a deal as it originally seemed, is that a lot of this has been altered.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem as if, Ron, appreciate your call and your listenership, doesn't seem as if there was any nefarious intent. I had actually heard a gentleman who is reportedly a friend of this suspect, this Jack Teixeira, who said, you know, no way was this guy trying to support a foreign power or the Russians or anything else through this action. Kind of described as a bro. He's like 21, sort of a dumbass. Seems like he made a dumbass move. Maybe Joe Biden didn't think it was a big deal, CJ. Not like, you know, when the former president takes classified documents to Mar-a-Lago and holds on to them for a year. Because I'm not even trying to overblow those. You've heard me call those paperwork crimes. But when you start showing those things off to your donors and your buddies, you might be suffering through some espionage indictments as well. Talking about your boy, the former CJ. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate your patience, Mark. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, no problem. And it's ridiculous to blame Joe Biden for this, because this kid did it on his own. But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump did that on his own. And you might be interested to know that a lot of the, some of the staff here I've been listening to you guys via the app here at the hospital, and I've got a lot of interest in what I've been listening to here from some of the staff. So
how are you doing, Mark? You going to be back home soon, I hope?
No, it's going to be some weeks now. But, yeah, it's that I've turned a lot of people onto the app here for you. So glad to do that, because they find it fascinating what I'm listening to here.
That's awesome, man.
I always like the doctors, but especially Mark.
I always like the nurses.
The nurses, the nurses are just fantastic here,
aren't they?
They're just, and all the staff, the physical therapy people, and all the technicians, everybody else is just great.
Hey, Mark,
and, I can't say enough good about them.
Let me new headline I was going to turn to since I got you on the phone. Let me ask you: had you seen the newest headlines about Clarence Thomas and his sugar daddy and a real estate deal that's been kept off the books? I know that you're going to find that quite corrupt. I hope most of the audience does.
Well, it's completely corrupt. I mean, probably just a low-level state employee. And I recognize, you know, that 35, 40 years ago, and when some of the vendors sent me baskets of cheer at Christmas time, I couldn't accept those on my own. I had to, you know, say, what am I supposed to do with this? Because it just, you know, that when you're a public official, you're not supposed to accept gifts, period. And Clarence Thomas should know better. I mean, these guys are so used to Clarence Thomas and his ilk are so used to accepting that kind of thing, they don't think anything of it. I mean, and you know, it's not just, and there was corrupt intent here, but even if there wasn't corrupt intent, you're supposed to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
Well, that's where you're going to lose Clarence Thomas every time, Mark. Thanks for spreading the good word. Hope you're feeling better at the hospital, my friend. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown, out in the garage, I suspect. How you doing, Dick?
No, out in the backyard. It is so good to hear
it from is Mark. An outside recess sort of yeah, day, ain't it, Dick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right here, and he's always got something incredibly knowledgeable to add. Why should CJ be so upset with this? Even if these leaks are as egregious as they're going to the guy that his guy supports.
Well, this guy put this up in a closed chat group, apparently, this suspect, this 21-year-old. Go ahead. You think a lot.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy, Kim Jong-il, or whatever his name is, Putin, all of despots in the whole world, he's down with and he's friends with. Why in the heck is he mad about it? He's giving secrets to the side he's on.
I don't know why he would, though, Dick.
No, yeah, well, wasn't that wonderful, too, the other night with, not that I watch him, but the clips. When not Tucker Carlson, the other idiot from that network, he gives him an off-ramp, and then he says, no, I would do that. I mean, the guy's incredible. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He's going to put himself in prison.
Dick, appreciate you listening out in the backyard. It is a beautiful, glorious day here in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, and you can join me. I am doing it solo this hour, but lots of our friends joining on the phones at 844-967-2789. And, oh, yeah, John for Boaz, he's back. John, we went to commercial break. I would have given you a few more minutes, but where'd you go, John? You hung up on me. You left me. What was your comment?
I am a scholar on military history. I'm looking at a picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomes John Bolton back in 2018. I'm reading about Black's Law Dictionary. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Donald J. Trump, January 6th. He's in bed with the Russians.
John, I appreciate it, man. Keep calling in. I don't know if I followed all of that, but I've always had the sense, and I don't think Donald Trump is really hidden it very well. He's always had connections with Russian oligarchs. I think if they really dug in to a pattern of sales in his real estate history, I believe he has often been a money laundering operation for Russian oligarchs, meaning they come in, they pay cash or they overpay cash for Trump Tower real estate. And, you know, Trump gets a nice little fix and he doesn't ask too many questions because he wants the cash influx. We know that Donald Trump accepted, well, he's corrupt. He's the former president. I think there's more important things to talk about at this moment, like the corrupted current U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Did you hear this news, folks? Clarence Thomas failed to disclose real estate deal with the GOP donor. We've been talking about the sugar daddy, who also paid for the lavish trips. FromTheHill.com, I wanted to share some of this with you, and we'll make some more time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas failed to disclose a 2014 real estate deal he made with a wealthy Republican donor who also paid for lavish trips over the years, you know, for him and Jenny. The outlet reported that a company belonging to Texas billionaire Harlan Crowe, that guy, we've been mentioning him, he's a new character in the whole corrupt world I was unaware of till recently. But the Texas billionaire Harlan Crow bought a series of properties in a row on a residential street in Savannah, Georgia, including a single-story home and two vacant lots. The company bought the properties from Thomas, his mother, and his late brother's family for $133,363, according to state tax documents in a deed dated October 15, 2014. Thomas's mother was living at the house, and the contractors implemented renovations of a new carport, a fixed roof, a new fence, new gates soon after the sale was completed. The renovations cost tens of thousands of dollars. Federal law requires certain officials, let's call them Supreme Court justices, to disclose information about most real estate transactions. What has been the workaround, the skirt, the plausible deniability up till now? Personal hospitality. That's how Clarence Thomas is trying to escape accountability for his perhaps grandiose vacations with this billionaire guy, the Crow fella. But you can't skate on disclosing real estate transactions. Four legal experts told ProPublica that Thomas appears to have violated the law by not disclosing the deal. The report comes after another ProPublica report released last week detailing multiple luxury trips that Thomas received over a period of years from the Harlan Crow character, who has donated millions of dollars to conservative causes. Thomas also did not disclose these trips on his annual financial disclosure forms. This guy's got a little ethical problem, maybe a legal problem. Thomas defended himself following the earlier report by saying he was advised. He was advised that he did not need to disclose the trips because they came from the personal hospitality of a close personal friend. ProPublica reported that Thomas did not respond to detailed questions on its most recent story on the real estate deal. Because that part, that is subject to disclosure, right? The Hill has reached out to the Supreme Court for comment. Who's going to give you comment from the court? Thomas? No. John Roberts? Probably not. Here is what Harlan Crow said. My intention is to one day create a public museum at the Thomas home dedicated to telling the story of our nation's second black Supreme Court justice, a preferred Thurgood Marshall. He was born in Pinpoint, Georgia, and later raised in Savannah, Crow said. He said the Thomas property and the surrounding properties were purchased at market rate based on factors like size, quality, and livability of dwellings. He said the improvements were made to the house to preserve its long-term viability. Is that right? Come back, more Devils.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
Hi. I'm looking to get my business logo put on some things. Is that something that you do?
Absolutely. Do you have items in hand or do you need to order apparel?
Actually, both.
Were you interested in having your logo embroidered or printed?
Actually, both.
Well, you called the right place. To get started,
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your business, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and in Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 52. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs around 79. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Won't be home quite that early. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. Appreciate your patience.
Great show, as always. I wanted to respond to two things. First off, I'm glad that Mark called. I hope he's doing better and will soon be out of the hospital. We're all thinking about him. And the second thing is to say, as he said, I used to work for the state, and the deal was you were not supposed to take anything of more value than a Diet Coke. Some would be offering you lunch. You don't take it. You pay your way. You don't have people buying you things because it creates the appearance that you are beholden to these people. That a Supreme Court justice is not aware of this is an indication that he is either horribly corrupt or horribly stupid. Choose one. And it just rings awfully.
Can I have friends buy real estate from myself and my mama and create a museum fail to disclose that? Why would that be troubling to you, Joe?
He's owed everything that could possibly come his way. And it is interesting that his deep personal friend made that friendship once he became a Supreme Court justice. It's not an old high school buddy. It's someone who saw an opportunity. And boy, has he hit the mother lode by playing on Mr. Thomas's culpability and our stupidity for letting this go forward. I wanted to return to one thing, though, Crudy, and if you will bear with me. Earlier, your fine guest, Joe Sopecki, was talking about the issue of abortion and talking about how about how the question of abortion is affecting individuals' lives is something that's going to continue to resound and work through and will not go away. I think Republicans might think we had this Dobbs decision, it's all done. It's not done. And I would call to the attention this idea that people are going to continue to hear stories. The caller, Lou, was very gleeful sadly very gleeful about this situation. And I would add and hope that he would wake up enough to listen to this. Here's a story, NBC News, August 8th, 2022, 3 days after the Dobb decision, a woman in Wisconsin, first name Melissa, 18 weeks along in pregnancy, her waters have broken. Ordinarily, before Dobbs, before we were plunged back into the 1849 law that now governs our state, the woman would have a choice to terminate that pregnancy, or if you waited, there was a very good chance that it would go septic and you would suffer serious health consequences. There's no choice now. There is no choice, and OBGYNs are in the situation, and Lou may not know this, but here they are. They are asked in order to have an abortion now, in that circumstance, they have to say what constitutes imminent death for this woman. This woman, Melissa, had 9 days of sitting around getting more and more septic. She had infection. She had hemorrhaging. God knows what's happened to her for further pregnancies. So I don't know. You know, Lou is very gleeful about this. Maybe he doesn't have any daughters. Maybe he doesn't have any women friends or wife or know any women at all. But boy, for those people in this state who do know women, who a sister, a friend, to know that they would be in this circumstance because of being plunged back into a law from 1849. And until your life, that woman's life, is in imminent danger, forget it. You can't get any care. And I think that Joe Sopecki is absolutely right on the money, that those sorts of stories will continue in our state, and people are going to hear them, and they're going to be horrified, because it could be your wife, your daughter, your sister, your girlfriend. So I just wanted to add that into the discussion, Crudy, and I appreciate your guest was just absolutely very informative, and really appreciated his participation in today's show. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate yours, Joe. You're very thoughtful and very articulate. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Hard to top that, but Margaret from Cottage Grove, why don't you give it a try? What do you got for us?
I would have thought after he's been on the court for so long, I would have thought that Clarence Thomas would understand that ignorance of the law There's no excuse.
Do you think he's ignorant, or do you think he effectively is corrupted and just doesn't feel like he needs to publicly disclose that corruption, or at least the appearance thereof, and he just thought he'd get away with it?
Well, I'm leaning towards thinking that he's just, you know, a Supreme Court justice, and he can just blow off any rules. And I'm like, you know, if you can go against a wrong-way driver, I don't know, something, and charge them with some, we should be able to charge a Supreme Court judge.
Well, you make an excellent point. We talk about that. No man or woman should be above the law. And Clarence Thomas, despite his esteemed role, lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court, if he has not just broken the trust of the American people, I think that's very clear. That may subject him to impeachment. I think that would be a futile effort, unfortunately. I don't think there will ever be the willingness of Republicans to do the right thing. And certainly they weren't convicting Donald Trump. They're not going to convict Clarence Thomas. But through a criminal process, unlike the former president, there's no DOJ memo saying a sitting Supreme Court justice could not be charged criminally for failing to make a disclosure of this sort, which would be a criminal violation, my understanding. But, you know, I'm just a guy on the radio. What do I know? 844-967-2789. The Dominion trial, that's going to get underway very, very soon. My understanding is as soon as Monday, and I think it could be devastating for right-wing talk radio and the alternative reality, people like Lou and CJ, where do you think they get their scripts from? They're getting them from right-wing talk radio in some part, but they get them from Fox News. They're being purposefully misled. And I think you got to be kind of a willing co-conspirator in your own, you know, ignorance is bliss sort of mentality. It can't always be Joe Biden's fault, but that's what Tucker Carlson would tell you. At some point, though, you do have to take a little initiative to educate yourself about beyond what Tucker rhymes with Tucker says during the evening, opinion cast over on the Foxy News. But I think the exposure of Fox News, I have actually looked forward more to this defamation trial than I look forward to, let's say, Donald Trump's arraignment on these Stormy Daniels charges. Because quite frankly, I think the crime, and I realize it's a civil proceeding in the case of Fox News, but I think they have committed greater crimes against the American people than Donald Trump committed, at least in the case of the Stormy Daniels and the paying off the porn star and failing to, you know, file the proper taxes. Fox News, I think, as much as Donald Trump helped to incite the riots of January 6th, I think the difference is, I think they're absolutely motivated by the very same thing. Fox News was chasing their audience. They were chasing ratings, and Donald Trump was chasing their checkbooks. He wanted their donations. That's perhaps what he will go down for. Don't fall for it, people. Keep listening. Civic Media, thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Mark Pocan. Thank you, Joe Sapecki. Thank you, Ebone. Thank each and every one of you for listening today.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.